rescued from female genital mutilation, or FGM, by her mother just hours before the ceremony, Purity Oyie was forced to flee and become a pariah. But after enduring years of separation from her family, the young Kenyan activist and role model is now her father's pride and joy, having become the first woman in her village to graduate from college. Ms. Oyie came to UN headquarters to take part in the annual Commission on the Status of Women, or CSW, proudly wearing her Maasai beaded necklace, spelling out the message, "Stop FGM." She talked to Liz Kafidi about her extraordinary life so far, avoiding both child marriage and FGM, and began by describing exactly what the violation of FGM involves.
Stop FGM means that you stop female genital mutilation, a practice whereby the female genital are removed. They believe it's preparing someone for marriage, but it's not. It's actually destroying someone and interfering with women and girls' rights.
Do they practice FGM in your country?
Oh, yes, especially in my community, Maasai. It's a must that you undergo that one. They believe it's a stage whereby you pass from being a girl to being a woman.
How did you manage to escape?
It was back in 2008 when I was in grade 6, when my father now said to my mom that now I'm a grown girl, just 11 and a half, almost 12 years. My father started arranging for a ceremony because there's always a big ceremony when someone is going to be circumcised. So the neighbors are called, the whole community come to celebrate. Now my father said that I should undergo FGM because my mom knew the effects of FGM. She told me if I want, and then I said, no, I don't. So my mom, me and my brother, we arranged with my class teacher. And I told the area chief that I don't want to undergo FGM. So I was rescued. It was only like 2 hours to the cut. So it was the Kenya police came. They rescued me, the Kenya police with the chief. They rescued me. They took me to the children's office because once you're rescued, you have to record with the children's office that these people are going to be responsible. So I was taken to a rescue center where I stayed from the time I was in grade 6 up to the time I was in second year in the university. So after that, I left home. Now my dad to my mom. So you gave your daughter a chance to go. Now my mom was being beaten every now and then. And because after circumcision, I was to be given to a 70-year-old man. So he kept on coming home, insisting, why do you allow your daughter to run away? Are you not a man enough to go and bring your daughter back? So when my father hears that pressure, he could beat my mom more and more times. So I felt bad and I felt like, or I just go back home and undergo this FGM so that I can save my mom from undergoing all this. But my mom told me, no, you have to stand for your rights, you know. After that, last year, I finished my first day degree, and I'm the first girl in my area to go to the university. There in my area, girls don't go to school. 9 to 12, you're circumcised and then you're married off. So now what I'm doing is just volunteering because I don't really have any funds directly. So I'm doing a lot of motivation in school. I have my own, it's not really an organization, but it's going there to be an organization called Naboisho Osilan. What we are really doing is motivation in schools and in the village. You know, most of these Maasai girls are found in the villages. So you have to go to the villages so that you can talk to them, because now if I go there, I talk to them with their language, they understand more. Most of them don't know English, they don't know Swahili, so I have to communicate with them in Kimaasai. If they see me, they say, but you're just born next to our home. If you made it, why not me?
You are quite the role model, and it's interesting to hear how strong your mother is. How did she learn how bad the effects of FGM were?
Of course, she has undergone FGM. Even my two elder sisters, they have also undergone FGM. So my mother could see how my sisters are suffering, see how herself is suffering. So she said, no, I don't want my other daughter to undergo this.
Your sisters supportive of you?
Yeah. My two elder sisters, I also have two elder brothers. They are really supporting me.
Do your siblings have children?
Yes. My elder sister have 4 kids. My elder brother has 5 kids. My other brother have one kid, both girls and boys.
They have their daughters undergo FGM?
No.
What about your father? Is he still angry?
No. Right now, I'm the spokesperson of my family. Father was amazed because he has never even seen a girl finishing high school. And now I've finished university. Even if he wants to do something, even if I'm here, he has to contact me. Is this right if I do this and this?
It sounds like his anger has turned to pride.
Yeah. In the village, he'll just say, have you met my daughter who has just finished her university? Yes.
What message would you give to all girls waiting to be circumcised?
FGM does not have any value, but it has a lot of harmful side effects. So it's not something that you should decide doing it. You know, most of them don't even know what FGM is. These are advocacy to go to the ground. You know, most of them just go to towns, they take pictures. No, go to the ground where this thing is being practiced. Tell them what this thing is, because innocent girls, they don't even know what FGM is. Their mothers just tell them, oh, it's a good thing, you become a woman, you know, every woman will want to marry you. So I will emphasize on going to the ground, you know, telling these people in the village, this is FGM. You even show them. I show them pictures of how FGM is done, videos of how it's done, and then they're, oh, so this is FGM. No, I don't want to undergo this.
You are 22 years old. Would you someday like to be married and have a family?
Of course, yes. I want my own family. At least now I'm happy that I'll be married to the person I want, not to the 70-year-old man.